that are starting. And, you know, once we got things figured out a little bit, we got on a little bit of a roll and are in a pretty good mindset and had a very, I thought, professional performance, you know, against St. John's. Very team-like, very managed the game very well, played hard, played together. It was a very good playoff performance.
Well, Coach, some people who really follow soccer very, very carefully have told me this might be one of your best jobs as head coach at Virginia in terms of where this team started this year and where you are right now. And the fact that these kids, it seems like all these goals were well-assisted, meaning several players collaborated to make sensational plays all at the same time. I mean, the very first goal was a header from a header from a set kick into the box. Tell our listeners a little bit about what it takes to pull off that kind of play.
Yeah, you're exactly right about our team. Let me start there first. You know, we don't have one or two guys scoring all of our goals. We don't have one guy that's a superstar. We have a good collection of players that have learned that to be where we are, to be where we want to go, we have to play for each other, you know. And I think that's what we've learned. And every game, it seems it's somebody different stepping up and, you know, making a great pass, finishing on a goal like last night, yesterday afternoon. So, you know, which in turn makes it hard for the other team, to be honest with you. You know, you don't have that one guy or two guys that you're trying to stop, and you're a total team, and you're unselfish, and you're passing the ball, and you're sharing the ball, and, you know, and I think that's what we have going for us.
We're visiting with Coach George Gelnovach of the Virginia soccer team that won yesterday 2-0 over St. John's and plays Marquette in Charlottesville next Sunday. You know, Coach, when I played basketball, I was all about defense. So I know, you know, to have the success you have, you've got to be playing good defense. So talk a little bit about your defense and your goalkeeping.
Yeah. You know, it's been a little, you know, strange, in particular how we started, you know. We gave up early in the season, and in a game I remember at Wake Forest, you know, three goals. We ended up getting two and probably should have tied the game, but that's not really the way I like to play, chasing games like that, giving up goals like that. And then I would say for the most part, for such a young team, we did a pretty good job, you know, and I think we have finally got ourselves into a position where we understand that this part of the season that you got to defend first. I mean, there's no luxury player. Even our forwards, our attacking players, are getting behind the ball, defending, and doing a real good job. Callie Brown, who became our starting goalkeeper the last game of the regular season. I just made that decision, a performance decision, and he has taken off. I mean, he has done great. The guy is 6'7". He's huge. You know, he has a huge presence in the goal. Anything in the air, he gobbles up. And the other thing he offers us is his range in kicking. All his punts, all his goal kicks, anything off the ground, you know, he's putting 60, 70 yards up the field.
That's exciting. And I would think for most team coaches, replacing your goalie this late in the season, was it a risky decision, or did you feel that the team might rally around the new goalkeeper?
I mean, it's really risky, to be honest with you. But I think you have to be willing. You have to be willing. You know, it can't be off the cuff. And anybody that knows me, you know, I just don't operate like that. I don't think any good coach does. But you have to be willing if it's right for the right reasons and, you know, for the team. And, again, you know, for the right reasons, you have to be willing to take that risk if you think it's the right thing, you know, with all, you know, your experience and everything that goes into it. If you think it makes sense, you have to go for it. And I think that last game, you know, it was a home game. It was Boston College, who's I don't want to take anything away from them. They're a very good team. But it wasn't as if we were playing a Maryland at the time or a, you know, Wake Forest or even a Carolina. So it was a good game for Callie Brown to get his feet wet and for us to be able to kind of see how he does. You know, how he does moving forward into the ACC tournament and into the playoffs, and he did very well. He didn't just do okay, he did very well.
That's exciting. You know, something interesting, looking at your roster over the last few days, many of the players that did so well against St. John's, they're all Virginia kids. Ryan Zinkin, Eric Bird, your goalkeeper. A bunch of these kids are all Virginia grown. Tell us a little bit about recruiting in-state.
Let me tell you, that is my first priority, is to get the top players in the state of Virginia. We want every top young player in this state to want to come to the University of Virginia and play for the University of Virginia. So that is a priority for us, and we make sure we get those guys. For the most part, we make sure we get those guys. And, you know, Eric Bird and Ryan Zinkin and Callie Brown and, you know, gosh, a bunch of other guys, those are those guys. And some take a little bit longer to develop. Some are a little quicker. And, you know, Eric Bird has been through some stuff with injuries. He's finally kind of, you know, really emerging, I think. You know, he's got another year after this, which is great. But I agree. I love getting Virginia players. You know, we turn over every stone to find them, and they're doing great.
Todd Wharton from Deep Run is another name that I saw.
Yeah, I mean, let me tell you, I can't believe I forgot to talk about him. Todd has been one of our top, you know, gosh, one of our top players, and he's been playing in a, you know, kind of a unsung hero's role, to be honest with you. He plays a defensive midfielder. It's not a glamorous position, but he has been really, really good for us.
Coach, what do you know about Marquette, and how will you prepare to play them next Sunday?
Well, we're going to watch a lot of game film this week. I've already started. You don't get to the round of 16, you know, for no reason. They are a good team. They're the Big East champions. They're organized. They're technical. One of their center backs is 6'7". So on attacking restarts, things like corner kicks, we have to be very careful of him. The good part is we got a goalkeeper who's 6'7". So you know, anything in the air, I think that's going to help us, having a big, tall goalkeeper. But it's going to be a very good game, to be honest with you. It's going to be a very good game. And like I said, anybody at this point in the round of 16 is a good team.
You know, 1 p.m. this Sunday, huge opportunity for the Wahoos. Do you feel like the team is super fired up, or is it so cold up there the kids are just trying not to get hurt in practice?
Yeah. No, we had a good – the week leading up to the St. John's game was a very, very good week of training. I think we had and it wasn't even inspired by me, which, you know, from a coaching standpoint, when you can have leading into the postseason a week of training like we did without any of the coaches having to kind of get anybody inspired. I think that was because of our, we fell short in the last minute and a half of the game. We kind of made a little bit of a mistake and lost the ACC championship because of it in the last minute and a half of the game. And I think everybody has a bad taste in their mouth, you know, in a very positive way, meaning I think training all week leading up to the St. John's game was very focused, very determined, very, you know, we're not going to let this happen, you know. And so I think you saw that in the game.
Coach, I'm sure football team has priority, but do you ever get to use the indoor practice facility that football team uses?
Yeah, funny that you asked that. Yes, no, I think, you know, I think our department does a good job. I mean, it's obviously a football first, and rightfully so. But I know we all get in there. We've been in there, and we are planning at least two times this week to get in there. I know the weather's supposed to be very bad tomorrow and the next couple of days, and we train in the morning, so. You know, it's been really cold in the morning, so I think for at least the next couple of days we'll get into that great, great facility, indoor facility, and then of course I want to be outside Friday and Saturday, regardless of the weather, to start getting used to the cold and everything.
Coach, we've got a minute before we got to go to our next guest. Hobbo and I want to wish you best of luck in this game. It doesn't sound like you need much luck. You've got your team is gelling; they've been on fire for 2 months.
Always helps to have a little luck.
A little luck.
A lot of skill and a little luck.
Whatever luck you want to give me, guys, I'll take it all.
We'll be cheering for you and the Wahoos, and let's send Marquette home crying in their soup, okay?
I hear you. Thanks very much, guys.
Have a great night. Thank you.
All right, Coach George Galnovac, Virginia soccer coach. Sweet 16 this Sunday, 1 p.m., Klockner Stadium. If you get a chance to go up there, I know a lot of people are going to be going up for the football game Saturday. Go back Sunday, and maybe this weekend will be a little warmer than it was yesterday. It was pretty cold out there yesterday.
Hey, one thing's for certain, you're going to get your money's worth. These soccer players are something else. And every time I've seen them in person or on cable or whatever, you know, George Galnovac, he coaches them up. And these kids know how to move the ball, and it's exciting.
They're skilled, and they are in shape.
That's for sure. They can run, and they better be able to run because it's – with all that wind and all that. But maybe it'll be a little bit nicer this weekend.
Yeah, I think
all.
It's supposed to be a little nicer than it was yesterday. Yesterday was brutally cold. At any rate, we're going to have the injury report coming up here shortly with Dr. Rawls, and got a little discussion of ACC football and other things going on here.
Why don't we do this real quickly as we wait for Dr. Gordy Rawls to call in. Defensive tackle Dante Wilkins got hit from behind in Saturday's game. There's been no report on his status. It looked like his lower calf or left ankle was injured on the play, but I did notice they got him up vertical and he was able to walk off with help during the game. I do remember Tim Harris, the cornerback from Verina, took a blow to the chest, and it was reported that they thought he was just had the wind knocked out of him. I didn't see anybody else from Virginia get hurt in the game, and Coach London today at the 3 o'clock teleconference did not report on any new injuries.
As of Saturday at, what, about 7 or 7.30 p.m., they'll have several months to recover. So at this stage, unless you're going to have career-ending potential, get out there and play. What the heck? Got a chance to maybe make an impact in a game against the Hokies. That it's been too long since Virginia's won this game. 9 consecutive Hokie wins. But Al Groh's second year, was it Al Groh's second year that we won in Charlottesville?
2003, I believe.
Yeah. But long time ago. And while we're waiting for Dr. Rawls, we might also just mention one of our sponsor friends, Zacharias Ganey, had their grand opening last Saturday of their Chesterfield facility. Mary Jane and Madge Zacharias, you know, just great people, terrific supporters of the show. So we continue to wish their business well, but especially their new facility out in Chesterfield.
Which they had their grand opening on Saturday. I plan to be out there later this week, and looking forward to it in a big way. Very impressed with what they do. They help a lot of people. If you're looking to get back into shape, Habbo can tell you.
And it's not only a weight loss program, it's a health program. You know, they really do provide a lot of information relative to dietary ideas and function and so forth. And we got the doctor on the line. Go ahead,
let's,
Frank.
So let's get to Dr. Gordy Rawls. Gordy, glad you could join us tonight.
Good evening.
All right, so a couple things. First thing, we know that this past summer, our good friend Akil Mitchell, the senior center forward for the Cavalier basketball team, broke a bone in his left hand, and he has since recovered fairly nicely. And you and I were talking about that earlier today, and you remembered a few things about hands and injuries at UVA back in your day when you were working under Dr. McHugh. So what was that that you shared with me?
Well, one injury I remember was Ralph Sampson had a bad fracture of his finger. I believe it was late in his freshman year, and obviously he was a force even in those early years, and then later became Player of the Year, I think, 3 times after that. But Ralph fractured a finger, and Dr. McHugh, with the help of some of our residents, operated on Ralph, and I'll just never forget seeing him lying on a stretcher which was not quite long enough, with a table down at the bottom of it to, you know, support his legs. Anyway, he recovered fairly well from a little minor surgery on a fracture in his finger, and as I remember, was back playing about a month afterwards with some type of a small splint on his hand, which is really hard to believe that you could play basketball with a splint. But anyway, I'm glad that Akil Mitchell is recovering quickly too.
Gordy, this is Habbo. You know, mentioned Dr. McHugh, and I, you know, Frank was really an expert in all sorts of orthopedic surgery. But as I recall, operations on the hand were one of his particular gifts. Is that not right?
Yeah. He was a great mentor to me and many orthopedic surgeons. He, you know, of course, his main focus was sports medicine. Knees and hips, and then I wouldn't say hips. I meant knees and ankles and But he did have an interest in hand work too, and was particularly good at, you know, getting his ball players, football or basketball, back in action as quickly as possible.
Frank also says you were in Humphrey's dormitory and Park Hill was dribbling the basketball all the time.
I think he was a classmate of yours, if I'm not
That's true. I was just going to tell you, why didn't you suggest to him he try passing the ball once in a while? You know, rather than dribbling all the time, maybe he could throw it up against the wall and learn how to pass.
Well, I remember I got after him because I was his dormitory advisor, and he was dribbling the ball constantly down the hall, up and down the steps, down the sidewalk, coming onto the dorm and disturbing people. And I'd give him heck about making all this noise. I told him, you know, what are you doing that for? Where is that going to get you? And I guess it got him about $500,000 contract with the Virginia Squires. So clearly, I was not on target with my advice to stop dribbling.
Well, it's probably true. It's too bad Barry didn't really focus on passing because Hobo didn't get enough shots. So he says.
That's right. I told Frank I had to get occasional rebound just so I could touch the ball. You know.
All right. We know that you've got on a more serious note. You want to do a shout out to a family that.
I actually have a heavy heart. Having lost a great Wahoo friend and a 1973 classmate of yours, Jim, last week. Moffitt Cochran was a double who, college and law degrees, college in 73, your year.
Mm-hmm.
Who later served on the boards of the Alumni Association and chairman of Jefferson Scholars Foundation. And my heartfelt prayers just go out to his mom, who was on the board of visitors, his lovely wife, and his daughters. And we had great memories of Moffitt during those magical days in Charlottesville in the 70s. So.
Well, yeah, we would echo that. And that sounds like someone who passed too soon, that's for sure.
It was a tough week last week.
Well, Gordy, thank you for coming on Who's Talking. And as always, thank everyone there at Ortho Virginia for all their wonderful support. We're going to head to break now. And when we come back, we're going to cover the Olympic Sports Report and discuss and break down the Virginia Tech football game coming up on Saturday. Stay with us.